بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Shahar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqdas Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu. The title is Mera Koi Nahi Ah Tere Siwa.
Mera Koi Nahi Ah Tere Siwa. Mera koi nahi aah tere siwa. Ae khuda, khuda, khuda. Ae khuda, khuda. Khuda e khuda zindagi meri hai tera zikr rolika zindagi meri hai tera zikr tujhse hu main juda aur meri maut hai tujhse hu main juda mera koi nahi aah tere siwa tere bin kyun andhera andhera hua tere bin kyun andhera andhera kya hua meri duniya ka shamso qamar kya hua mera koi nahi aah tere siwa bahar toofan gham hai mukha lif hawa bahar toofan gham hai mukha lif hawa meri kashti basna khuda meri kashti ka hai tu hi basna khuda mera koi nahi aah tere siwa Khuda, Khuda, Khuda. کا خورشید روشن ہوا، تیری رحمت کا خورشید روشن ہوا، ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نہ سزا، ہر سزا سے بری ہو گیا نہ سزا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ کے رے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا، تیرے دل یا رحمت کا ہے آسرا، ورنہ خاطر اعمال سے بنوا، ورنہ خاطر اعمال سے بنوا، میرا کوئی نہیں آہ کے رے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا.
Friends, when sitting in front of you does not make me better than you. Wallahi, I remind myself this all the time. This is the only confession of Hazrat Wala, that Hazrat Wala still takes us and calls us. Otherwise, wallahi, tu chahe hame ye karam aapka, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. That if you call us and you look towards us, this is your compassion, this is your kindness, this is your benevolence. Otherwise, really, we are we have absolutely no value. These are the ashar of a great lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, entitled Mera Koi Nahi Aah Tere Siwa. Hazrat Shah Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali, an ardent lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is teaching us the object of life. The week before last, Hazrat Damar Zarqadim spoke about our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I tell you, what connection do we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So here Hazrat Wala rahmatullah is teaching us that we don't have any support. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There's no strength to do anything good. There's no power to stay away from anything evil. إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Except with the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides a person towards Him, and وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ, and Allah pulls and attracts the person, that person who wants to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he, before coming to Islam, what was his condition? And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up his heart, and today he is resting right next to the greatest of all creation, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So really we have absolutely no support besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. میرا کوئی نہیں آہ تیرے سوا، اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا اے خدا. In what words, what yearning حضرت اللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ is saying, that really we have a prison, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْدِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاء. Nobody can give guidance to anybody else. It is the choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like حضرت اللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ teaches us, that
that the person sitting at his office table, so many pens there, black pen, blue pen, green pen, this kind of pen, highlighter. And when the person only takes one of the pens to write a big sum or a big contract, then it is not the doing of the pen, it is the choice of the owner. So like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whom He wants to. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah, You be our support. You be our support. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, on his deathbed when they are making talqeen, anything, not as yet, not as yet, not as yet. Shaitan trying to lead him astray, he says, until that last gasp of breath does not leave me, until the ruh does not leave me, I am not safe from your treachery and from your misguidance. So it is only the support, it is only Allah that we have as a support. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we turn. Hazrat Allah says, Zindagi meri hai, tera zikro lika, aur meri maut hai, tujhse hoon main juda. That, oh Allah, those moments in which I am obedient to You, that really is my life. And actually, those moments in which I am unmindful of You and neglectful of You, then that is death. How many a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was asked his age, then he said, I'm 2 years old or 4 years old. Old man, but he said that those moments, adding up the time in which he was in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is really my life. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, has said to us, that the entire dunya, the entire universe will carry on functioning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the sun rise and sun set, and the seasons will change, and everything will carry on as routine, until the time that there is even one person to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when that person also does not exist, when there is not anybody, then this world has got not even the value of a wing of a single wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our real value and our real life are those moments in which we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and treading this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, liya'budun, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what great ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us. Allah blessed us with iman, made us human beings, carried us again, made us in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah gave us birth in Muslim homes. Allah saved us from the companionship and the friendship of kuffar and those who are astray. Allah linked us to our shaykh, Allah linked us to the ulama-i haqq, Allah linked us to the ulama-i diyoband. Really, what favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. So our real value and our real life are those moments in which we are obedient to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tere bin kyu andhera andhera hua? Meri dunya ka shams wa qamar kya hua? That Allah, I had everything going. I had position, I had rank, I had wealth, I had servants, I had everything, I had portfolios, I had big bag and balances. But Allah, You were not in my life. Everything was just darkness, darkness, darkness. A close relative recently met him. But we would say, really, we cannot judge anybody. Wallahi, an ordinary person. And he's telling me, Mustafa, really, when I just came a little bit towards my Salah, a little bit towards my Quran, a little bit I've changed my direction before I would go to my shop, after I come back from business in the evening, I start to read Quran Sharif, I try to remember, I've seen a great difference in my life. Life has got a purpose now. It's not just routine. I wake up towards an object. Everything I do, he says, I just see light. So here, Hazrat Allah is teaching us that even if a person has got everything, he may be who, but tere bin kyu andhera andhera hua. That, oh Allah, when I'm disobedient to You, oh Allah, when I don't follow Your rules, when I don't obey Your law, then everything is just darkness, darkness, darkness. Then we go into depression, then we go into anxiety, then we look this way, and then we look for that contact. And when Allah comes into a person's life, then behre tufan gham mukhalifawa, meri kashti ka hai tu hi basna khuda. That everything seems to be going against me. I do something and I think this will happen, and directly opposite happens. Then when I turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah solves my matters. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now becomes my support. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the captain of my ship. And as much as it be in stormy waters, and as much it seems like everything is just going wrong, but the contentment of heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts into a person, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub, that is where we're going to find contentment. In the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even if everything seems to be going against me, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in Urdu how beautifully they say, وَشَمَّا كِيَا بُجَيْهُ How, who can put that candle out? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is keeping a light. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes something bright, then who can bring darkness upon it? So if even if everything seems to be going against me, but when Allah, you are the captain of my ship, then there's contentment of heart, and then there's peace of mind, and then there's an object of life, and then there is focus of akhirah, and then there is success in this world, at the time of death, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Teri rahmat ka khurshid roshan hua, har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. That, oh Allah, when the sun of your mercy, when it rose, when it came onto the horizon, when now it is focused towards me, and you pulled me towards you, and you made me realize the object of my life, and the purpose of my life is to build a bond with you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you be a loving being in my life. When that came about, then every other problem just fell by the side. And how Hazrat Maula Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Alayhi said, humne isi sada teh kiya hai manzile. In this way we walk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That yes, we are human beings, khuliqa al-insanu da'ifa, that insan has been created weak. We fell, we stumbled, we got hurt, we got bruised. But then we stood up and again made istighfar, made tawbah, and turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we carried on our journey, and this is the journey of life, to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring Allah into our life, into our 24-hour life, 7 days a week, more than 365 days a year, whatever it is, Allah be in our life all the time, at every second and every turn. Tere daryaye rahmat ka hai asra, warna akhtar hai a'mal se benua. Then Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah is using his own name, but really saying that, Tere daryaye rahmat, oh Allah, we are in need of your mercy. Show your compassion, show your mercy and your blessings upon us. Pull us towards you, make us yours. Kun lana waj'alna laka, oh Allah, become ours, make us yours. Allah minna na'udhu bik min anta sudda anna wajhaka al-kareem yawm al-qiyamah. We ask Allah that, oh Allah, we seek refuge in you, that we be deprived of your vision on the day of Qiyamah. The greatest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the creator of Jannah. Jannah is an asar ankhopar. It is on its place. But oh Allah, we desire you. Oh Allah, we want you. Allah minna nas'aluka minka anta ya Allah. We want you, Allah. We are asking you that you become ours. And make us yours, make us your obedient slaves, and shower your blessings upon us. Because if you look towards our actions, then we have absolutely nothing to show. And really, what are we going to show to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And with what faith are we going to come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we aspire for, and we ask for, and we make dua for. Allah bless it to us all.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. From the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin, Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Maulana Ashrafali Thani Rahmatullah Alayh. We're doing the chapter on Akhirat, disassociation of the heart from the world and constant reflection on the Akhirat. The Hazrat mentioned certain ahadith of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Hazrat Sahal Ibn Sa'ad radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if the world had the value of even the wing of a mosquito by Allah Ta'ala, he would not have given any kafir even a drink of water. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever loves his world will harm his akhirat, and whoever loves the akhirah will harm his world. Therefore, give preference to the abode which will be everlasting. That is the akhirah, the hereafter. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, two hungry wolves let loose in a flock of sheep do not cause so much of damage to the flock as does the love of wealth and vanity, name and fame, causes to one's deen. Love of wealth or the desire for greatness and glory are spiritually destructive forces. They bring total ruin to one's deen. Love of wealth drives one to indulge in all sorts of unlawful activities, which completely ruins one's deeni life. The desire for name, fame and glory brings in its wake much corruption, hatred, revenge and other bestial qualities which also wreck one spiritually and harm one's worldly life considerably. The desire for rank and position is evil. However, if a high rank comes to one without hankering after it, it will be a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. In this regard, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala will say to a man on the day of Qiyamah, what? Did I not bestow leadership to you? In the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala says, and he, that is Musa alayhi salam, was given by Allah dignity. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَجِيهَا. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was given dignity on earth and in the akhirat hereafter. From these narrations, it is clear that rank, dignity and honor, if forthcoming from Allah Ta'ala, are favors which are to be appreciated. Nabi Dawud alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam were even granted vast kingdoms. This was a great bounty from Allah Ta'ala. Although it is improper to desire for rank and position for worldly and nafsani motives, there is nothing wrong if such desire is motivated purely for deeni purposes, to render service to the deen, as was the case of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who expressed the wish to be put in charge of the treasury of the land. However, it is not for everyone to express the wish for high posts and ranks. In spite of such wishes being permissible, if based on sincere motives, it is always the danger of spiritual corruption overtaking one. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever has control over even 10 persons on earth will be ushered into the divine court in such a way that if he had committed any injustice upon his subjects, his injustice will destroy him. The grave harm coming by leadership should thus be realized from this hadith. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam slept on a mat. The imprint of the mat is formed on the Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu then said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, grant us permission to prepare a comfortable bed for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, what relationship have I with the world? My example with the world is like a traveler with a tree under which he halts after a tiresome journey. He halts a while under the shade of the tree and then leaves it again to continue his journey. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the world is the abode of a person who has no home. It is the wealth of the person who has got no wealth. He who has no intelligence accumulates the wealth of this world. That is more than what is necessary. And Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu anha narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in a khutbah, the love of this world is the root of all evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to understand.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء صدق الله العظيم میرے محترم دوستو اللہ جل جلالہ عم نوالہ کا ہم سب پر بڑا رحم ہے, بڑا کرم ہے, بڑا فضل اور احسان ہے کہ اللہ نے ہم سب کو ایمان عطا فرمایا ہے. اللہ ہم سب کو ایمان و یقین کامل درجے کا عطا فرمایا ہے, اور اولیاء اللہ جو اللہ نے فرمایا ہے قرآن شریف میں, یا ایھا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وقولوا, یا ایھا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وقولوا قولا سدیدا, یا ایھا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وقولوا مع الصادقین. اے ایمان والو, اللہ سے ڈرو اور سچوں کے ساتھ رہو, اللہ والوں کے ساتھ رہو. 84 میں الحمدللہ میں علی گڑھ میں پڑھایا کرتا تھا, اور وہاں حضرت حکیم کلیم اللہ صاحب ہیں, حضرت صاحب دار اللہ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے داماد ہیں. ان کی مجلس وہاں پر مجلس کرتی تھی. حضرت صاحب دار اللہ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ تشریف لاتے تھے, اور حضرت مولانا محمد احمد صاحب پرتاپ گڑھی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ تشریف لاتے تھے. اللہ نے مجھ پر فضل فرمایا کہ میں امامت کرتا تھا, بچوں کو بھی پڑھاتا تھا, مگر وہاں روزانہ مجلس میں جاتا تھا, مغرب پڑھا کر جاتا تھا, مغرب سے عشاء تک مجلس ہوتی تھی. اور وہاں پر جو ہے کبھی حضرت شاہ صاحب, حضرت صاحب رحمۃ اللہ کا بیان ہوتا تھا, اور کبھی حضرت صاحب مولانا محمد انور صاحب پڑھتا ولی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کا بیان ہوتا تھا. ایک جگہ میں کہیں پڑھاتا تھا ٹیوشن, مجھے علم نہیں تھا کہ یہ کون سے مذہب سے تعلق رکھتا ہے. مجھ سے اس نے ایک سوال کیا کہ قرآن مخلوق ہے یا غیر مخلوق. میں نے کہا بھائی مجھے اس کا علم نہیں ہے, یہاں پر بہت بڑے بڑے عالم تشریف لائے ہوئے ہیں, میں ان کی مجلس میں روزانہ جاتا ہوں, میں مغرب پڑھ کے آپ کے پاس آ جاؤں گا, آپ بھی میرے ساتھ چلنا اور انشاءاللہ ان سے معلومات کر لیں گے. اور میں نیت کی تھی کہ میں حضرت مولانا محمد انور صاحب پرتاب ولی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے معلوم کروں گا, کیوں استاد صاحب کے پاس تو بھیڑ لگی رہتی تھی. مجلس کے بعد مجلس کا جب اختتام ہو جاتا تو استاد صاحب سے مصافحہ اور کچھ سوالات کچھ دعائیں وقت وغیرہ کے لیے بھیڑ لگ جاتی تھی. حضرت محمد انور صاحب پرتاب ولی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ بیمار تھے اس لیے ان کو کمرے میں داخل کر دیا جاتا تھا اور اکثر اجازت نہیں تھی ملنے کی. اب میں مجلس شروع ہونے سے پہلے وہاں پہنچ جایا کرتا تھا الحمدللہ. تو میں اس نیت سے گیا, جب میں مغرب پڑھ کے اس شخص کے پاس گیا تو اس شخص نے انکار کیا کہ میں تو نہیں جاؤں گا, آپ ہی پوچھ لینا قرآن مخلوق ہے یا غیر مخلوق. میں نے نیت کی کہ حضرت پرتاب ولی صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے معلوم کروں گا مجلس کے اختتام کے بعد. جب میں پہنچا مجلس شروع ہونے سے پہلے درود شریف وغیرہ پڑھ رہا تھا, اتنے میں دونوں حضرات تشریف لائے. حضرت شاہ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے, حضرت صاحب راؤ رخ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے حضرت پرتاب ولی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے کہا حضرت شروع کیجیے. حضرت پرتاب ولی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے کہا حضرت آپ شروع کیجیے. پھر حضرت صاحب راؤ رخ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ حضرت آج تو آپ ہی شروع کریں گے. بس اس کے بعد حضرت شروع ہو گئے اور حضرت نے کہا کہ مامون رشید بادشاہ کے دور میں ایک فتنہ اٹھا, قرآن مخلوق ہے غیر مخلوق. حالانکہ مجھے معلوم کرنا تھا مجلس کے ختم ہونے کے بعد, مگر اللہ کا فضل اولیاء اللہ کی مجلس میں جانے سے دونوں جہان کے فائدے ہیں, دونوں جہان کی برکتیں ہیں, دونوں جہان کی رحمتیں ہیں, اللہ کا قرب نصیب ہوتا ہے, اللہ کی معرفت نصیب ہوتی ہے, رذائل دور ہوتے ہیں, نفس و شیطانی حرکات اور سکنات کے جو حملے ہوتے ہیں اللہ ان سے محفوظ رکھتا ہے, نفسانی شیطانی تصرفات سے اللہ بچاتے ہیں اور اللہ فضل فرماتے ہیں. میں نے اکابرین سے سنا ہے کہ جو اللہ کے مقرب بندے کی زیارت کرنے جاتا ہے 500 برس کی عبادت کا ثواب اس کے اعمال نامے میں لکھا جاتا ہے, 500 برس کی عبادت کا ثواب. ہم اللہ کے ولیوں کی زیارت کرنے آئے تو صدق دل سے اچھی نیت کے ساتھ تو انشاءاللہ دونوں جہان کی خیر و خوبیاں نصیب ہوں گی, اللہ کی معرفت, اللہ کا قرب, اللہ کا تعلق نصیب ہوگا. تو حضرت پرتاب گڑھی صاحب رحمۃ اللہ نے پورا بیان اسی موضوع پر ختم کیا. اور حضرت اکثر اشعار بہت پڑھتے تھے اور ان کے ایک جو خادم خاص تھے وہ بھی ماشاءاللہ بہت اشعار پڑھتے تھے, عرفان محبت بہت مشہور ہے. اور حضرت فرمایا کرتے تھے دوست کی جانب سے جو پہنچے بھلا, وہ بھلا ہرگز نہیں وہ ہے کرم, وہ کبھی نہ پہنچے گا اللہ تک جتنے نہیں رکھا رہے محبت میں قدم. تو الحمدللہ میرے جیسے گنہگار, میری گنہگار آنکھوں نے بڑے بڑے اکابرین اولیاء اللہ کو دیکھا ہے, اللہ ان کے برکت سے ہم سب کو معاف فرما دے, اللہ ہم سب کو دونوں جہان کی عطا فرمائے. اب حضرت کا سایہ ہے, میں یہاں پر جو آیا ہوں رات ہی آیا ہوں, میرا وطن اصل ضلع بلندشہر ہے, مگر 82 میں قاری سلمان صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے یہاں سب آسرا پڑتا تھا, پانی پتی لہجہ تھا, میواد کے رہنے والے تھے. حضرت کی عمر 82 میں 82 تھی اور بڑے باکمال تھے ماشاء اللہ, حضرت کی بہت توجہ تھی. پھر وہیں شفٹ ہو گئے دلی میں. پھر میرے شیخ اول تھے مفتی محمد حسن گنگوہی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, دوسرے شیخ تھے ثانی مفتی افتخار حسن کاندلوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. اب ان کے انتقال کے بعد بہت تلاش میں کوشش میں ہوں, کافی دن سے میں سوچ رہا تھا تو اللہ نے دل میں ڈالا کہ چل وہاں پر چل, وہاں بھی ہمارے نیک بندے رہتے ہیں. تو الحمدللہ رات میں آیا ہوں, اللہ کے حضرت کا فیض نصیب ہو جائے, بس اللہ مجھے آپ کو عمل کی توفیق عطا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم, اما بعد. As I said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has great favor upon us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us iman, the greatest bounty which Allah ta'ala can give to a person, the favor of iman. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to stay in the company of the righteous and the pious people. In the Quran al-Kareem Allah ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمُنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remain in the company of the pious. So this is a very great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, I was in Aligarh And Hazrat Mullah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, his son-in-law, Hakim Kalimullah, I used to go for his majalis. This is 1984, many, many years ago. Hazrat is still alive. Quite elderly at the moment. So he says, we used to go there, I used to do imamat, I used to teach somebody, and I used to go to the majlis. And one time, Hazrat Hafdoy Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mullah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and Mullah Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Alayhi, both had come, and they were staying there. And they used to have majalis, so Alhamdulillah, Allah's Fadl, I used to go and sit in the company of them. And when they used to give bayans, one day somebody used to give, one day the other of the elders used to speak. So I was teaching one person, and this person one day came to me and he asked me one question: is the Quran created or it's not created? And this is a funny question also, and as I said, I didn't know the answer for it. So I said, okay, you know what, I don't know the answer, but I'm going to meet some buzruks. Every day I go for the majalis, so why don't you join me and come with me? And then I will ask them, inshallah. And he said, I thought when I will go there, I'll ask Mawlana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pattabari Rahmatullah Alayhi, because Mawlana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, after the program, there should be a very big crowd of people meeting him. And Mawlana Ahmed Sahib wasn't well, so they used to take him to the room, and very few people were allowed to sit and meet him. So I thought, and I was given permission, I will go, I'll ask him the question. But anyhow, the day I went, and I went to meet this person, tell him after Maghrib is the majlis, come with me. But he refused to come with me. He said, no, you go and find out whether the Quran is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or is not created, creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyhow, when I went there, Mullah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah is telling Mullah Muhammad Ahmed Sahib, you start. And they're having a discussion amongst themselves, whom I start. So finally, Mullah Abrarul Haq Sahib said, no, today is your turn, you must give bayan. So then Hazrat started. And he said, as soon as he started the bayan, he started speaking about the fitna which took place in the time of Ma'mun al-Rashid, the same fitna of the Quran, whether it's created or not created, the belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat is that the Quran Sharif is not created, it's the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not created. So in that time also this fitna was there, and now this person was asking this question. He said, Alhamdulillah, for that whole bayan, he spoke on this fitna and this examination and this test, and finally he gave the whole answer. So as I said, that from there we say, that sitting in the company of the Ahlullah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person gets benefit of both the worlds. Many doubts which a person has got in his heart is removed. The attacks of shaitan comes off from a person. He gets closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are great, great benefits of just sitting in the sohbat and company of the awliya Allah. He said, we have heard from our elders that those people who visit the close servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them the reward of 500 days of ibadat. Just by sitting and staying in the company of the pious and righteous people. So the main thing is for a person to come to these gatherings with a sincere heart, with a true heart, and with humble himself and come. Then he mentioned that in the company of Mullah Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pattabghari Rahmatullah Alayh, there were many, he used to sing many, many ash'ar and poems. So in the one of the poems, the meaning was that a person cannot reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until a person doesn't have the flame of love in his heart. When you got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a person's heart, then a person will be able to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the object why we come to these majalis and gatherings. See, I came here last night and he explained his history in the company of the five people where he stayed, etc., as I mentioned. And then he said, my first chef was Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan Sahib Bangui, Rahmatullah Alayhi. And after he passed away, then I took bed to Mufti Iftikhar al-Hassan Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi. And now I was thinking now where I need to get to continue my path of suluk and the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then last night I came here, I came to meet Hazrat with this intention, how can I stay in his sohbat and company and benefit from him. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us also firstly the ability. MashaAllah, we are living in South Africa, we are so close, Hazrat traveled all the way from India to come and take benefit, and we are living right here, so for us to take much more benefit staying in the company and of the pious and the righteous friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq and ability that we take full benefit from Hazrat and from his tawajjuh and from his nasihat, whatever advice he has given us, and we continue inshallah to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.